Offenders looking for treatment and rehabilitation in Charleston have a new home in a facility that celebrated its opening Thursday. Dozens of Division of Corrections employees joined with state and local officials to celebrate the opening of the Charleston Correctional Center on the city's East End. The 40,000-square-foot facility has 96 beds for both male and female work release participants and an additional 32-bed residential substance abuse treatment unit for women. The facility is part of Governor Tomlin's larger plan to reduce incarceration rates in West Virginia by focusing on community-based treatment options for nonviolent offenders. That plan started with the governor's Justice Reinvestment Act, which lawmakers passed during the 2013 legislative session. Joey Garcia is the governor's director of legislative affairs.
The problems of substance abuse, the problems of criminal justice, they're not going to be solved in this next year. They're not going to be solved in Governor Tomlin's term. They're not going to be solved, most likely, for a long time. But what we can do, what Governor Tomlin has strived to do, is build a foundation to face these problems.
The Charleston Correctional Center will replace an aging Charleston Work Release Center, which houses 60 offenders. The new building will also hold the offices of the West Virginia Parole Board. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.